There was just being and sight and fear. For there, in the gathering darkness above the lake's southern shore, was a dark ghost of a form, with many arms and teats, and wicked black lips, drawn back to reveal a vampire's grin. You can panic out there. I did. Chapter 18.
"You all right?"
One I asked as I came to the front of the wagon. It was dark out. He'd turned his team loose to forage nearby, had a fire burning, and was now back on his driver's seat polishing a spear that looked as though it had been carved from ebony, inlaid with silver highlighting, 100 grotesque figures.
"You were thrashing around and yelling back there."
"Thanks for coming to see what was wrong."
"The old woman said you'd do that all the time. Didn't seem worth worrying about."
"Probably wasn't. I just rolled over on your still parts." "Not true, but I had a feeling he would have some around somewhere. Even during the worst of the siege of Dejigore, he and Goblin had managed to produce something they pretended was beer. He bought it long enough to give himself away. If this damned wagon stayed in one place very long, something better, used as food or horse fodder, would turn into something else, stinky but liquid and alcoholic. "What's the spear for?" I asked. "Haven't seen it out for a while." He'd created it for the specific purpose of killing Shadow Masters. "Talked to some of our brothers who've been with Lady's division. Came by while you were snoring. Big Bucket and Red Rudy. Said they've seen a big black cat a couple three times lately. Figured I ought to be set with my best."
He didn't sound concerned, but he was. That spear was a masterpiece of his art.
The cat was probably a shapeshifter named Lisa Deal Bowalk, who couldn't shed her animal form because One Eye had killed her teacher before she learned how. She'd tried to get him before. He was confident that she would try again. "Catch her if you can," I told him. "I got a notion we could use her if we let Lady work on her for a while."
"Right. That'll be the main thing on my mind.
I'm going to see the old man."
"Tell him I want to go home. It's too damned cold out here for an old man like me."
I chuckled, the way I was supposed to. I got down to the ground, despite my stiffness, and headed the general direction I presumed Croker would be, based on the size of his fires. Good thing One Eye and I made a habit of using old languages. Ty Day stepped out of the shadows before I had walked 20 feet. He said nothing, but he was there, guarding my back, wanted or not. Chapter 19. The journey continued. Wagons broke down. Animals came up lame. Men injured themselves. Elephants complained about the weather. So did I. It snowed a couple of times. Not blankets of big, soft, wet flakes, but the wind-whipped pellet kind that stings your skin and never amounts to anything but a few traces when it's done. On the plus side, Mogaba's cavalry never really got in our way. They were no problem, as long as our foragers and scouts didn't range too far ahead. I guess Mogaba was more interested in knowing where we were than in wasting soldiers trying to stop us before we came to a strong point. Then, one afternoon, nobody received the routine order to halt and camp. The soldiers stumbled forward doggedly.